You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Brad McLaughlin, the CEO of BudTrader.com, the largest cannabis social media platform in the world with over 2 million active users. Brad is a cannabis and technology expert. Mr. McLaughlin, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, where exactly is cannabis legal now?
Well, it's a good question because, you know, the rules here in the United States are a little bit different than like they are in Canada. Here in the United States, federally, cannabis is still illegal, but they do defer to the states to decide where they kind of want to lie or where they stand on cannabis legalization and, you know, medical use or recreational use. So we have a number of states, 31 states that have approved, you know, some form of legal cannabis. And then recently we just had, you know, Utah, you know, come on board as well as Missouri. So we're happy to have, you know, some new states coming on board with legalization as well. So, I mean, more than half the country has some form of legal cannabis, whether it's medical or recreational. And, you know, a number of other states have initiatives on their, you know, ballots or, you know, something coming along in the pipe where, you know, we feel like by 2020, you know, every state, you know, in the United States should be online. And we're thinking that the feds will do something here in the spring and possibly reclassify cannabis and legalize medical cannabis, you know, at the federal level. So if your doctor's on board with it, if you have a doctor recommendation, then they're okay with it. As far as the recreational adult use, they're going to defer to the states.
And thanks for getting us up to speed. So taking it further, just how big is the legal cannabis industry now?
So by some estimates, they're saying that by 2020, that we could be bigger than, you know, the beer industry or bigger than the tobacco industry. I mean, it's a $100 billion industry, and I don't think we've even really started to scratch the surface on just how big it is. I mean, in Massachusetts, in the first couple of days of legalization, they sold $2 million worth of cannabis, and that's in the first couple of days. I mean, in Nevada, the taxes from cannabis already supersedes the taxes from gaming and gambling. So, I mean, that just gives you an idea of how big cannabis is and how important it is to, you know, the municipalities and as a tax revenue source for different, you know, cities in these different states. I mean, it's cannabis, legal cannabis will do more for, you know, infrastructure, our school systems than anything else, you know, and we're proud of that.
And that is unbelievable. It really is. Now, why is cannabis legalization being called the Green Rush?
And it's funny. I don't know who coined that term, but it really is the perfect term because it's similar to the Gold Rush. You know that, you know, we experienced, you know, people coming out west to pan for gold, and that's how, you know, these companies like Wells Fargo, or Levi Strauss, you know, really made their bones and became these mega corporations was, you know, during the Gold Rush. So the Green Rush is the idea is like this is the first time that prohibition has ended, and they're, you know, it's almost like a horse race where they're putting the bar up and everybody gets to kind of run out and get their piece of the legal cannabis industry, and people are making money in this industry. Like people are getting rich, like people are making fortunes, you know, getting into legal cannabis. I mean, it's a huge opportunity, and you know, whether you're a serial entrepreneur or a seasoned businessman or just, you know, we see soccer moms or husband and wives that just they're throwing their hats in the ring and they're starting a cannabis business. And you know, we're happy to have them. I mean, I think that what's really exciting about this industry is that it's not just cannabis, people wanting to smoke cannabis. There's all these other products and services and ideas and inventions that people are coming up with that has something to do with this plant. And it's, you know, it's done a lot. It's done a lot for economies. It's done a lot for the stock market, both here in the United States and in Canada. You know, in Canada, you're seeing this explosion of investment capital that's come from all over the world that's pouring into Canada to invest in cannabis businesses. So, I mean, Wall Street, rich guys, these bankers, they see this opportunity and the money's pouring in, you know, and it's, I encourage everybody, if you wanted to start a business or you're eager to get into the cannabis industry, like now is definitely the time. And you don't want to look back 5 or 10 years from now and be kicking yourself, wondering if you could have built a dynasty by getting involved in this business, being at the right place at the right time. So, you know, anybody that's ever wanted to start a business, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I encourage everybody to start looking into or thinking about possibly getting into legal cannabis. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity in our industry right now.
Certainly sounds like it. Today we're joined by Mr. Brad McLaughlin, the CEO of BudTrader.com, the largest cannabis social media platform in the world with over 2 million active users here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, how can the average person get into the legal cannabis business?
Well, so everybody thinks that if they want to get into the cannabis business, that they have to grow cannabis or they have to start a dispensary or have to do something of that sort. And that's just not, it's simply not true. I mean, starting a dispensary or owning a dispensary is an expensive proposition. They cost millions of dollars to set up, but there's all these other different businesses. Like there's two housewives that I love their story. They came up with a packaging solution for prepackaged cannabis that allows you to, it has like a release valve on it that allows you to smell the cannabis that's still sealed inside of a prepackaged, whatever you want to call it, packaging, you know, because in California and other states, they require the cannabis to be prepackaged and pre-labeled and go through a whole process to make sure that it's safe and compliant and child resistant. So they came up with this idea, they patented it, and now, you know, they make a pretty penny every time any of these cannabis companies uses or licenses their packaging material. And they're, you know, it's an overnight success story where the most work they have to do is like walk up to their mailbox and pick up their checks. And my hat's off to them because, again, two, you know, stay-at-home moms, they have the hardest job in the world. You know, they're raising kids and providing for their families. But they came up with this great idea and they implemented it and you know, and now they've been successful from it, you know. And, you know, you hear about ideas like that all the time. You know, people that have these new and interesting concepts for everything, whether it's like, you know, lighting or you know, what to do with the bio waste after people grow cannabis, or, you know, that's another service that these some associates might came up with where they dispose of all the waste after people grow cannabis. So there's a lot of the cannabis plant is used, but there's parts of it that aren't, and there's laws in place. I mean, like the lawmakers did some things right where they put laws in place where cannabis has, you know, byproduct has to be disposed of in a certain way. So, I mean, there's all these ancillary businesses that are popping up around cannabis that don't necessarily involve growing the plant or opening up a retail storefront for the plant, you know, packaging materials, you know, even services. I mean, you see like attorneys and CPAs and HR people that are getting into cannabis because there's specific rules and specific regulations kind of surrounding that. So like in this booming industry, we're looking for professional services, people that specialize in, you know, providing professional services in this industry. So there's so much opportunity and not to be, you know, a self-serving, self-promoting jerk, but that's what's kind of interesting or cool about BudTrader is that it's kind of like the LinkedIn for the cannabis industry. So we're in, you know, we're everywhere in the United States where cannabis is legal. We're in Canada now, we're in Puerto Rico, and people can create a profile. They can find other people that are in this industry or that are trying to get into this industry, and they can network. They can find out where the cannabis events are or where the trade shows are, or who's giving a talk or where there's a meetup. And, you know, it's helped, not to, again, to toot our own horn, but it's helped to bring some organization and some structure to this kind of green rush, land grab, wild, wild west that we're experiencing in the cannabis industry. And, you know, there's no barrier for entry. It's free to create a profile. It's free to use our platform and our site. And, you know, we encourage anybody that's trying to get into the industry, like step one is go to BudTrader.com, create a free profile, like find other people like you. Tell them, hey, I'm looking to get in this industry. I'm not sure what I want to do yet. Or, hey, I have this idea. Where should I start? And, it's, you know, they can find everything they need there. I mean, it's the Grand Central Station, or it's the, you know, it's been called the central nucleus of the cannabis industry just because everything somehow finds its way through BudTrader because, you know, everybody in the industry is on our side.
Really some good information right there. Thanks for that. Now, do you have any tips for entrepreneurs thinking about getting into the business?
I do. I have one final thought, and I use this analogy or this reference a lot when people ask me, hey, what should I do? How should I get into the business? Because a lot of people think that the only opportunity is trying to grow weed or grow cannabis. You know, so the idea is that I get asked is like, hey, I have an extra bedroom. Should I be growing cannabis here? Or I have a garage, or we own land or a ranch property or something. And it's, if you want to grow cannabis, grow cannabis because it would be fun. It'll be a nice hobby. The way that, you know, people brew their own beer, you know, or grow their own tomatoes in a garden, it's the same thing. You're within your rights in most states to be able to grow a certain amount of plants. Do it for a hobby, because if you're trying to grow the plant to make money, there's too many people with too much money that are too good at it, are bringing in these scientists and these experts from all over the world. The money is not in going after the gold, like in the gold rush. The money is doing all the other stuff. It's selling the picks and shovels to the miners in the gold rush. So like, you know, Levi Strauss and Wells Fargo, they didn't make their money panning for gold or mining for gold. They made their money from providing these other things to the miners. And that's what I encourage people to do, is find a niche or find some aspect of the business that needs disrupting or needs change, or you have a good idea for, or just a need in the market. Things like disposing of the bio-waste that's left over when people grow cannabis, like that's organic matter. Those are just plants and stalks and leaves. Like, that's not going to kill you. So if you're the guy that is in charge of transporting that and disposing of it, like, that's not a tough job to have, and not a lot of people are doing it. And there's opportunities like that all over this industry. I mean, even if you're just you're a service provider, whether you're an electrician or an exterminator, if you're a cannabis-friendly exterminator or electrician or solar guy, you're going to have a ton of new business. You're going to have a ton of new customers that are going to need someone that is a service provider, but that's also open to working with a cannabis business. Because even though we've come a long way, and that the thought, especially nationally, even internationally, around cannabis is changing. You know, you've got a majority of medical doctors that are comfortable recommending cannabis. You have a majority of Americans that are comfortable with medical cannabis and even adult use or recreational cannabis, but there's still people that haven't come around yet. So, like, if you're a service provider and you're willing to work with cannabis businesses, let them know. Come to some of these big events. Like, we just had MJ BizCon in Las Vegas. There were 32,000 people at our trade show. Like, that's not a small trade show. That's humongous. And it's just, there's so much opportunity walking around there. Like, it would break my heart if everybody didn't try to take advantage of the opportunities that are available to entrepreneurs in the legal cannabis industry.
Certainly a lot of great and helpful information within the cannabis industry, and we really appreciate all the information shared here today on the topic. It is budtrader.com. Again, Mr. McLaughlin, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Brad McLaughlin, the CEO of budtrader.com, the largest cannabis social media platform in the world with over 2 million active users. And again, for further details, visit budtrader.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.